The magnitude of loss suffered on September 11th is highlighted in a New York exhibit called Recovery. It documents the tremendous effort made to find human remains in the World Trade Center debris. But some families say the exhibit also reveals a great injustice. Amy Eddings of member station WNYC has this report.
The recovery effort at the World Trade Center didn't just take place at Ground Zero. The debris was carted to New York City's former garbage dump, the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island. For 11 months, the landfill became a crime lab. Law enforcement officials painstakingly sifted through 1.8 million tons of material, searching for evidence, personal items, and human remains. On Manhattan's Upper West Side at the New York Historical Society, the exhibit Recovery attempts to document this extraordinary effort and turn it into something the mind and the heart can grasp.
One of the things that I see is like the aluminum from the side of the building, the facings of the building.
Inspector James Luongo was the police department's top man at the Fresh Kills site. He looks at a piece of concrete reinforcement bar, cataloged and under museum spotlights.
I see the rebar. We would curse the rebar every day because as you walked, it would jump up and hit you in the leg or hit you in the shin.
On display are crumpled pieces of rescue vehicles saved from the wreckage, including the dented trunk of police squad car 1250. Officer Marcelo Pavita was in the car at the World Trade Center when parts of the second plane crashed onto the vehicle. Pavita prefers to remember better days.
My partner and I, we spent close to 2 years with that vehicle, so it was, and especially the day before, he actually waxed the car the day before.
Diane and Kurt Horning moved through the exhibit somberly. Their son Matthew worked in the Twin Towers. Very few of his remains were found. 44% of victims have not been identified at all. Diane Horning thinks the exhibit is incomplete.
One of the pictures in particular shows a gray mound of small particles, and it's labeled as pulverized concrete and glass and so forth, but it never mentions cremated remains, and we can't lose sight of that.
During their search, law enforcement officers sifted the World Trade Center material down to a quarter inch in diameter. The Hornings believe their son's ashes are in those fine siftings. They're horrified this material was bulldozed into the landfill. They've formed a group, WTC Families for Proper Burial, with the goal of having the nearly 2 million tons of debris dug up and resifted and that fine material removed. Kurt Horning.
There are still bone fragments. Human tissue may have degraded by now, but there are still bone fragments. And whatever, it's still cremated remains. They are treated with every bit as much respect as a human body that's prepared for burial.
The Hornings live in New Jersey, and they've enlisted the help of their state lawmakers. Last week, the legislature unanimously passed a bill requiring the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the owner of the World Trade Center site, to get those cremated remains out of the landfill. The bill also requires the Port Authority to bury them at Ground Zero, along with unidentified body parts currently being held by the city medical examiner. State Assemblywoman Linda Stender was a sponsor.
It's a national disgrace that we would leave the victims' remains in a landfill. As a nation, as a society, as a civilized culture, we don't bury the penniless or prisoners in landfills, and we need to confront this issue and address it.
New Jersey Governor James McGreevy has promised to sign the bill, but it's unclear whether it will have any effect. The Port Authority is controlled by both New Jersey and New York, and there's no companion bill in the works in New York's legislature. The Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, the agency mapping out Ground Zero's future, opposes the initiative. At a recent public event, LMDC spokesman Matthew Higgins explains why.
As far as returning all the debris from Fresh Kills, it's not practical, not feasible, and probably not desirable for a number of different reasons. However, we are committed to returning all the unidentified remains as identified by the New York City Medical's office to the memorial.
At the New York Historical Society exhibit, Police Inspector James Luongo says everything was searched thoroughly, and he believes the exhibit documents that effort.
I just hope that when the families see it, more than anything else, I hope that they can see the detail of how closely we looked to make sure that we didn't miss anything.
The recovery exhibit, by its very nature, presents what was recovered from the World Trade Center after its collapse. What was lost is a harder story to tell, as elusive as the ash spread out over 40 acres at a former city landfill. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.